Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Pfizer Inc., a global pharmaceutical giant known for its development of life-saving medicines and vaccines, including its recent role in combating the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Pfizer has been at the forefront of the pharmaceutical industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, especially in areas like drug development and market strategy?
Risk aversion plays a significant role in Pfizer's approach to drug development and market strategy. The pharmaceutical industry is inherently risky, with high costs and long timelines associated with bringing a new drug to market. Pfizer's risk aversion drives them to invest heavily in R while also seeking partnerships and acquisitions to spread the risk and enhance their pipeline. This cautious approach helps Pfizer maintain a steady flow of new products, but it also means that the company may be more conservative in pursuing breakthrough innovations that carry higher risks. The availability heuristic is another important factor, particularly in how Pfizer assesses the potential success of new drugs or treatments. The company's recent success with the COVID-19 vaccine, for example, may lead to an overemphasis on similar types of projects, as the success of that vaccine is fresh in both corporate memory and the public's perception. This bias could influence decision-making, leading Pfizer to prioritize projects that seem more familiar or attainable based on past successes.
And this focus on managing risk while leveraging recent successes has helped Pfizer maintain its leadership position in the pharmaceutical industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value innovation and reliability.
Exactly. Pfizer's strategic use of risk aversion in drug development and the availability heuristic in project selection appeals to investors looking for a company that balances innovation with careful risk management. However, this approach also means that Pfizer must be mindful of not becoming overly conservative, particularly as the pharmaceutical landscape continues to evolve with advancements in biotechnology and personalized medicine.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Pfizer. As a global pharmaceutical company, DEI is particularly important for Pfizer. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Pfizer's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a highly diverse and global industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Pfizer's ability to innovate and develop treatments that are effective across different populations. A commitment to DEI allows Pfizer to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in drug development and healthcare. For investors, Pfizer's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Pfizer build stronger relationships with patients, healthcare providers, and communities around the world, which is vital for long-term success in the pharmaceutical industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in healthcare, where the ability to serve diverse populations and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and product development processes, Pfizer not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of patients, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Pfizer operates in numerous countries, providing a wide range of pharmaceuticals and vaccines. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Pfizer Pfizer's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on innovation and patient care. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Pfizer's ability to navigate complex international regulations such as drug approval processes and pricing policies allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local healthcare dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and cultural differences. By ensuring that its products are relevant and compliant in different regions, Pfizer can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Pfizer, especially as they face competition from both local pharmaceutical companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Pfizer's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the pharmaceutical industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global healthcare needs, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Pfizer to other companies in the pharmaceutical industry, like Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and AstraZeneca. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Pfizer's dynamics are often compared to other pharmaceutical giants like Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and AstraZeneca, particularly in their approach to innovation, market expansion, and competition. Pfizer's strength lies in its leadership in vaccines and a broad portfolio of pharmaceuticals, which appeals to investors looking for a company that is well-positioned to address global healthcare needs. Johnson & Johnson, with its diversified business across pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and consumer health products, appeals to investors interested in a company with a broad healthcare footprint. Merck, known for its leadership in oncology and vaccines, attracts those looking for a company with a strong focus on innovation in critical therapeutic areas. AstraZeneca, with its emphasis on oncology and respiratory therapies, appeals to investors interested in companies that are driving advancements in targeted therapies and personalized medicine. Pfizer's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong global presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the pharmaceutical industry.
And unlike Johnson & Johnson, which has a broader focus across multiple healthcare segments, Pfizer's strength lies in its leadership in vaccines and pharmaceuticals, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Pfizer, the focus on vaccines, pharmaceuticals, and global adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the pharmaceutical industry.
To sum up, Pfizer's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their drug development strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Pfizer's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.